Morning, I got up, and it was a kind of a foggy, damp morning. And I got up, and I went to Matthews Winter's Open Space Park, and I started to climb, go up on this trail through this little valley. And in my head, I had what was memories of the Synod Assembly, which I had just experienced in Albuquerque just a few days before. And I was remembering the visuals and the reminders and the reports of the church, God's church, which Holy Shepherd is a vital part of. And yet it's a part of something far more. And I had this going through my mind. And also, I also had going through my mind some of the words of our guest speaker at the Synod Assembly, Richard Rohr. And many of his words challenged me in all the good ways. And he reminded us that God was incarnate. God had embodied the earth. Had become the earth when God created and said that all was good. God was a part of that and in all of that. And so Richard was reminding us that if a blade of grass, he said, if a blade of grass can move you, then you've experienced a glimmer of the presence of Christ. So I was mindful as I was going up this valley in this foggy, dreary morning, and mindful of all that was around me, and trying to pay attention to God in all that was around me. And then I felt this invitation to sit down. Any of you ever felt the invitation to sit down? Sometimes our bodies say, sit down before you hurt yourself. This wasn't one of those times, but there was a rock, and so I did. When I got to the top of this trail, in the fog, I sat down. And I was just paying attention to all that was around me, just sitting quietly with Richard Rohr's words going through me, the images of the wider church also swirling within me, and then also this psalm, the 23rd psalm, which I knew we would be reading today. So I sat there, and I was trying to pay attention to all of this and be in that, and then I got a text message from a colleague sharing with me that her father had just died. And she shared with me that her heart ached. And I responded in this text as I was sitting in the fog, I am so sorry. I ache with you. I don't have words as much as I wish I did. I wish I had the words to take that ache away, but I don't. Only a reminder of a promise that you know. That we have a God that promises to be with us. Even in these times, a God of great love chooses to enter into great suffering. And that matters. And so I sat there a while longer and just kind of paying attention to all that was around me, the blades of grass, the blossoms, and the dew, that still dew that was falling, dripping off of branches of plants. And trying to pay attention to all that was around me and be mindful of God's presence in all of that. And then I started back down this trail through this little valley, this foggy valley. And little did I know that that valley changed. It changed from the time I went up to the time I went down. After hearing the news of this colleague's death, I was mindful of those words of the 23rd Psalm, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And somehow it matters to know that God walks with us. And so I continued down, and little did I know that later on in that day, I would learn of yet another horrifying, beyond understanding death and tragedy of violence in our schools. And these words, even though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, were becoming more and more real for me as the day progressed. And then I went the next day to a prayer vigil. One of our local Lutheran churches in the area of Highlands Ranch, and went to a prayer vigil and heard more story of death and darkness and fear and anger and all kinds of feelings that don't even have words. And we gathered together to listen and to be a part of that together and to remind one another that we do not walk through this alone. And somehow that mattered. And then I went to another prayer vigil the next day at another Lutheran church in the area and heard more stories. And I got messages from members of our congregation who had connections in that school. And I was having a hard time going to the next words in the 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I was having a hard time with that. On my own, I struggled because I was afraid, and I heard story after story after story about being afraid, and understandably so. And somehow being reminded as we gathered together, as images from that hike continued to flow in and through me, of a reminder that we have a God that is present with us in this. And on my own, yes, I am going to be deeply and profoundly afraid, and that's understandable. And yet we come together to join as the body of Christ, with a great love, entering into a great suffering to remind us, as you are in this dark valley, in the shadow of death, and as you are afraid, we have a God that promises to be with us. And us gathering together is that embodiment of Christ being with us. And it matters. It matters, even as we tremble, even as we grind our teeth, even as we shout out in anger. It matters that we have a God that says, I am here with you. And how do we know that? We gather together. We gather together in compassion. We gather together in kindness. We gather together in love. As the body of Christ, resisting those places where we desire to point our fingers and blame. We gather together as God promises to be with us, as the body of Christ, and we gather together to proclaim in just our presence that God is present. And somehow it matters. Somehow it matters to know, as we look around at blades of grass, to be reminded we have a God that promises to be here, even in this blade of grass, even in that flower, even in that still water, even at that table that God has prepared for us. And I'm learning that that table doesn't necessarily mean a table of food. It can mean also a table of visuals to remind us that we do not walk this alone. And knowing that God is present with us gives us a strength and a stamina to move ahead together. Not alone, but together. it matters, sisters and brothers in Christ, that we gather together as the body of Christ. It matters to proclaim to a world that is in fear and walking through the shadow of death. That matters that we gather together in love and compassion and kindness for all. It matters because when we do that together, we can together move forward, not afraid. Not afraid of any evil, because we have a God that promises to be with us, and we will embody that. So, for the next moments, I'd like you to just ponder those words of the 23rd Psalm as I share with you some images from that Tuesday morning. Be mindful of a God that comes and joins us in our shadow, in that fog, in that darkness. Be reminded of a God that says, I am here. As you may tremble in fear, know that God comes near. Not with a pointing, wagging finger in our face, but with compassion and love, and may we embody the same. And if you need a reminder, look to one another for that reminder. If you need another reminder, look into the blossoms, look into the still water, look upon this table that has been set before us with reminders that God is here. And sisters and brothers, that matters. I invite us to stand and sing together.